Track 4, The Mardler, a stray roundup of news and previews from around the county.
Norwich Castle shortlisted for a top museum prize. Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery has been named one of five finalists for the Art Fund Museum of the Year 2026 competition, the world's largest museum prize. The prestigious shortlist places the city's landmark alongside the National Gallery and the V&A East Storehouse in London, the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge and the Box in Plymouth. The recognition follows the redevelopment of Norwich Castle's Norman Keep, which reopened last summer and is now described as the most accessible castle in the UK. Visitors can explore furnished rooms that evoke 12th century life, immersive storytelling, and the new Gallery of Medieval Life. Judges will visit all five museums before the winner is announced on the 25th of June.
The small, inclusive Norwich brand making a big difference. Norwich-based adaptive fashion business, May Marigold CIC, has been shortlisted for a National Small Business Award. The colourful, inclusive brand is a finalist for the Heart of Gold category at this year's Small Awards, which recognise small firms making an outstanding difference in their communities. Founded by May Gauntlet in 2024 and based at Carrow House, May Marigold creates bright, creative, adaptive clothing for disabled people and campaigns for greater inclusion in the fashion industry. The company is one of just eight finalists in the Heart of Gold category, which celebrates small businesses working closely with local organisations and residents to achieve positive change. Run by Small Business Britain, the Small Awards are now in their 10th year and highlight the contribution of the UK's 5.5 million small firms.
Felbrigg Hall's future is dry and bright. Felbrigg Hall's South Corridor has reopened after a seven-month project to keep the historic corner of the house dry and looking its best. The roof of the 36-metre-long wing has been taken off, repaired and realigned so that rain now runs into a new sustainable drainage system, including a 10,000-litre tank to collect water for the gardens. The corridor has had a visual lift too. Inside, an early 20th century colour scheme has been brought back with buff lime-plastered walls, crimson-red windows and dark chocolate woodwork, giving the space character again. Outside, the rose garden is now easier to enjoy with new step-free Yorkstone paths and more benches. Historic fire buckets and other objects have been returned too.